It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's next shipment of the Pfizer coronavirus vaccine will have 17,000 fewer doses than expected, but pharmacists discovered there's one more dose in each vial than what the company put on the labels. At North Suburban Medical Center, Dr. Susan May says they worried about the additional dose.
The panic at first was if we're only doing five doses, we could be wasting a lot of vaccine.
The Food Bank of the Rockies is serving hundreds of thousands of people and about 60% more food this month than during the same period last year. CEO Aaron Pulling says they've had to reinvent their every step so far in the process, and they still need financial support and volunteers.
It's throughout the year and really for the next number of years while food security is rebounding so much more slowly than our economy.
125 volunteers help receive and distribute donations at the food bank. Colorado's college campuses saw a drop in the number of international students last academic year. Here's CPR Education reporter Jenny Brundine.
Colorado enrolled about 11,000 students from other countries, down just over 2% compared to the year before. That's according to a study from the Association of International Educators. The largest number of students came from China. Other top countries included Saudi Arabia, India, and South Korea. These students pay substantially higher tuition rates than residents, and they pump nearly $500 million into the state's economy. Colorado's numbers for this academic year are not out yet, but the report estimates international enrollment dropped 16% nationwide this fall, largely because of the pandemic. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Avalanches in Colorado have killed three backcountry skiers since Friday, the state's first avalanche deaths this season. CPR's Tina Sieg reports.
On Sunday, crews recovered the bodies of two backcountry skiers from avalanche debris outside of Silverton. The Colorado Avalanche Information Center reports the pair had planned to ski near Ophir Pass and were caught in a slide Saturday. Another skier died in an avalanche Friday west of Crested Butte. The Avalanche Center says avalanche danger is considerable across the state. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
The weather forecast has more snow tomorrow night and for the middle of the week. It's a mostly sunny day today across much of Colorado. This is CPR News.